Shall we all rise up together as we give God all the praise? Lord, we give you all the thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. I just want you to wave your hands to God and say, Lord, I thank you this morning. Lord, I appreciate your name this morning. I give you all the praise. Thank you, Jesus, for your preciousness, for your love, for your mercies, for your endurance over my life and family. Praise God.
Your presence, there is joy, peace, and hope. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you in all the earth. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no faithful God, awesome is your name. You do mighty things, you do glorious things. You're a faithful God, awesome is your name. Now we give you all the praise. Oh yes, we sing, we stand amazed. We stand amazed in your presence this morning.
There is nothing you cannot do.
Lord, we declare we stand amazed
in your presence.
You've got joy, peace, and hope.
Thank you.
amazed in your presence. There is nothing you cannot do, you cannot do. I stand amazed in your whole presence. There is joy, peace, and hope. There's no one like you. There is no one like you in all the earth. There is no one like you, Jesus. There is no one like you.
Peace to the world.
You are
my Lord, my
church to sing. Lord, be magnified.
Be magnified, oh Lord.
Let God hear your voice this morning.
You are highly
your situation is here for you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We're on now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing the exalt him again. You're singing to a king. Sing to the King of Kings. He's not the king of lands, he's the king of the whole world. Sing this time. We're gonna sing it about 3-4 times. And just a minute. I like to hear more of the voices than the sound. Sound a little bit less, and then more of your voices. Let your voices go to heaven. They can still play, but sing unto the Lord this morning. Exalt the King of Glory. He's highly exalted above your problems, above your issues, above your finance, above your health, above politics, above kings, above business, above everything, above gods. He is the God of the whole universe. So let us reverence him and sing to him as if he's standing before you. Close your eyes. Stay focused. There's so many distractions this morning. Stay focused on the Lord and just sing it to him. So we'll sing it about 5 times. I exalt you. Hallelujah. I didn't say instruments. You can play, but just not so loud.
Yeah. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher, Lord. Open up your voices and bless the name of the Lord. We lift your name higher, Lord. We lift your name higher, Lord. We lift your name higher, Lord Jesus. We lift your name. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. God Almighty. We lift your name higher, Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Holy are you, Lord. We lift your name. Can you lift him up this morning? We lift your name higher. Lift him up so he will draw men to himself. Lift him up, lift him up. Lift the name of Jesus. Lift him up, lift him up. We lift your name, Lord. We lift your name. The name that is above all names. The name of Jesus. The name the most high, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know if you came to be entertained this morning or you came to meet with the living God. Stay focused and spend your time with him. Hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift your name high. As you lift him up this morning, every issue in your life will be lifted off your life. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. Lift the name of Jesus. Lift the name of Jesus. Oh, Rasarama. Oh, Rasato. Oh, Rianarama Shiananana. We bless your name. Hallelujah. And we sing hallelujah to him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Thank you, worship team. We bless your holy name. Be magnified, O Lord my God. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your holy presence. We thank you that today you're going to visit many people. Do not pass any one of us by. Can somebody say, do not pass me by? Do not pass me by, O Lord. His presence is strong here. Let him touch you this morning. And you lift your hands up and wave unto him. Say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Touch me. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Do not pass me by, precious Savior. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your holy presence. We come this morning to magnify your name. We didn't come to meet with man. We came to meet with your holy God. And thank you for meeting with us. Let your presence continue. Let it not dissipate. Let it continue to climb higher and higher. So continue to ascend higher and higher. That we are ascending with you in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Thank you for the sanctuary. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your children. We give you praise. We bless everyone this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. If children are going to their classrooms, so start coming. Praise the Lord. Yes. Well, God day to everyone. If you're first time here, we welcome you to Glory and Peace Church International. If you've been here before, we welcome you also. Everybody's welcome. Praise the Lord. Let's stretch our hands and pray for our children as they come. Teachers, children, and if you have a need this morning, it's your opportunity to come to the altar and take what you need. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for all our children, all our teachers, all our biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world, extended families, every child from 120 plus years to zero, to form, to seed form, to those in the womb, every single one of them, we bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for our generation shall be blessed. They shall walk with God, love God, serve God, enjoy the goodness of God, enjoy the favor of God, enjoy divine health, divine wealth, divine peace, divine love. They will walk in the things of God. God will be priority number one in their lives, and every other thing will be added unto them. In the mighty name of Jesus, the gates of hell will not prevail against any one of them. They shall rise and ascend and take their place where you have called them to be. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare so done. Amen. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. You were here before we came, but we also have to invite you because your word says we must invite you so that the door of our heart is open that you can come in. You are welcome in this place. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you now, for your words say the words you speak, they are spirit and life. We receive your abundant life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. All right, turn your Bible to, I have to open mine, so I'll tell you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Psalm 17 is not many verses, so you have to catch up. Psalm 17. Psalm 17. Praise the Lord. All right, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So read with me, and then we're going to say amen. Praise the Lord. While I'm reading the Psalms, if you're able to get the side monitors ready for pastor so that when he's preaching, he has the scripture. So it will be wonderful. Praise the Lord. All right, let's read Psalm 17. Everybody should be there. A prayer. This is a prayer from King David. Hear the right, O Lord. Are there right people here this morning? God hears the right. Praise the Lord. God hears what? The right. Apostle, can you take this thing from this pulpit, please? Praise the Lord. But next time, if you have a gift that you are giving or anything, don't leave it here except this announcement. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Are there righteous people in this house this morning? Say, so God says he hears. So he's going to hear your cry. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. So you don't have fake lips and fake Christianity this morning. You are a child of the Most High God. So God will hear you. So if you have feigned lips and you are not right, you just say, Lord, have mercy on me, I repent. And then automatically you have the right one. Praise the Lord. Verse 2, let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Say, Lord, touch my mouth. Touch my mouth so I don't have a transgressor's mouth. Say a big amen. Because let's not waste our time and let our prayers not be in vain, but let it come to God. Say amen. Make your time count with the Lord. Amen. Verse 4. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Say a big amen. Only you can keep yourself from that path. God will help you, but let's read this four again. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. May the word of the Lord fill your lips so that you will declare the declarations of God on your own life. Say big amen. Verse 5, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. May you never be derailed. In the name of Jesus, may you and your family remain in the path of God's righteousness. Say big amen. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me. O God, incline thy ear unto me and hear my speech. Somebody say amen. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand, them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. May your trust be in the living God. That's all we sang this morning. I'll put my trust in thee. Say amen. Verse 8, keep me as the apple of thy eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. That's a big amen. Keep me inside your eyeballs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say that one again. Mean it like a prayer. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. That's the safest place to be. Say amen. From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. What are your enemies? Are they nice? They say they are deadly. So all they want to see you dead. So when you stay in that place of the apple of his eyes and under that wings, they cannot touch you. You become untouchable. Say a big amen. Somebody say, I'm the apple of his eyes. I'm not only there, I'm kept there. Hallelujah. I'm kept in his eyeballs and under his wings. So come and play and see who's going to get fried. Come and play. Don't mess around me and my household. You couldn't say that for yourself. I'm saying for me. Say amen. I'm in the eyeballs. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's do our part and let God do his part. Say amen. Say amen. Stay in righteousness. Let his fire clean your mouth, clean your heart, and he do the rest. Because we have requested it. Supply your application. We have supplied our application to the Lord to keep us. Say amen. Verse 10. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth, they speak proudly. So you have a lot of, it's not hard to find where your enemies are. When you are saying things, you have a need and you are in pain, they begin to talk arrogantly and proudly and boast of themselves. You know they are rejoicing over your problems. So ask God to deliver you and your family. Say amen. I didn't make that up. Is that not, you just read it. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak what? Proudly. So that's how you identify the enemy. So say, Lord, deliver me from all evil. Verse 11, they have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes, bowing down to the earth. So you mean enemies, they pray? Yes, they pray to devils, but we pray to the living God. And we override whatever they are doing. Say amen. They will never walk. They fail all the time. But they don't stop trying, but they just fail. So you stay on, you stay alert and stay on the course, and they will always fail. But if you let yourself be weak, they will overcome you. May you not be overcome. Say amen. It's not eatable. My bones are not eatable. My blood are not eatable. Me and my household are not eatable. Yes. We are in the eyeballs. I'm in the eyeballs and under the wings. You should be saying that so that's sticking to your system right now. Eyeball people, where are you? Under the wings people, where are you? Eyeballs of the Lord. Because the enemy has an evil eye. So God says, you just stay in my eyes. Say amen. So when they are looking around, say the devil goes to and fro looking for whom he will devour. What is he using to look? Eyes. He goes to and fro. He doesn't use his hand to be doing like this. He's looking and looking at what you're doing. But when you are in the eyeballs of the Lord, he can see you. Hallelujah. Yeah, under the radar. Praise the Lord. Under the wings of the Most High God. That's what Psalm 91 is telling you. Hallelujah. Okay, verse 12. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. That's how they want to devour you. Like greedy lions that just tears everything. But that's why I said I'm not eatable. Did you say that for yourself? Me and my household are not eatable. Because you're already in the lion of the tribe of Judah. The king of kings. The king of all lions. They can never eat you. But keep yourself out of there and you are a sure prey. Somebody say, we are not preys. I can pray. Somebody say, I'm not a prey. Because I can pray. Yes, don't learn how to pray. Keep your mouth shut. You become a barbecue. Verse 13. Arise, O Lord. Disappoint him. Cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy word. Anyone who has planned anything, they will be disappointed. Any plotting, imagine it, think it, act it, send it, do whatever, they are all disappointed. It shall never work, because the fire of God burns all of it. They get frustrated. In the name of Jesus, my soul is delivered, wicked. Can you say that for yourself this morning? My soul is delivered from the wicked, which is thy sword. Which is the sword? The word of God is the sword of the spirit. Verse 14, from men which are thy hand, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. This seems to be all good things. So you have people who are doing very well. They have everything in place, but it doesn't stop them from being wicked. I hope you spend time with this psalm on your own time at home. Who did God say will deliver you from? From men which are thy hand. People so close to you, but they want to destroy you, God will deliver you from them. They act that they love you, but they really want to kill you. They are your church family too. They are your family in your own house, your blood family. They are your co-workers. They are your hand. Where you walk, God will bless the work of your hands. But instead of your hands to be blessed, as the work is being blessed, they are harvesting it from your hand. God will deliver you from such evil. Say big amen. Amen. Men of the world, they have their portion in this life. Looks like they're doing very well. Their belly is full with hid treasures. They have everything that you have been praying and working for. But they have children while you are trying to get one. Their children are doing great while yours is struggling. Do not envy anything in this world. Just ask God to download what he has for you. Because God is telling you, evil arsenite is in there. May God save us from all our enemies. Say, may God save me from all my enemies. Verse 15. As for me, this is the last one I'm going to say, big amen after this. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. This is what you should be praying for. Don't pray for things. Things will come. God says, seek me, and every other thing will be added. God will take care of your need. Even when you don't know how it's going to happen, it will happen and it shall be completed. Say amen. I am a testimony about that. God will show up and shame your enemies. When they think they've gotten you, you rise. Hallelujah. Seek God. Behold his face, his righteousness. He answers those people's prayer. He say, I shall be satisfied. You will be satisfied. When you wake, so it's just the next morning when I'm awake, wake up to the goodness of God. With thy likeness. May we seek his likeness. because we are made in his image and likeness. In the name of Jesus, as we have read this word, may they penetrate deep into our spirit, soul, and body. May our spirit and our soul remember it, that we live in the realm that you've called us to seek your face, to live in righteousness, and live in your likeness, to follow your path, and to see God move, that we will give you all the glory. Not to follow men's path and what they have, but to follow you. There is more than enough in my Father's house. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, says Jesus. So you have more than enough for all your children. Every single one of them. You own the gold, the silver, the cattle. You own everything. You own the heavens and the earth. So it is well with every one of us. Somebody say, it is well with me and my household. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now we speak peace over Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace to every nation that call upon the name of the Lord. Peace to Glory and Peace Church and Glory and Peace Church family and their families. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare divine health over those that are sick. Be healed. Be restored. Be made whole. In the name of Jesus, rise from your bed of affliction and rejoice and dance. For the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Father, bless every part of the service today. Bless the word. Bless our giving. Bless our time of communion, time of fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We serve an awesome God, don't we? It's good to have you in the house of the Lord today. This weekend is the weekend of the very first festival that the Jews celebrate. It's the Feast of Purim. Someone say Purim. Purim. It's a very important feast. The Lord Jesus Christ celebrated this feast. It's not mentioned specifically in John, the Gospel of John, the fifth chapter. The Bible talks about Jesus going to a certain feast. And it was Sabbath. The only possible feast that fell on the Sabbath during the lifetime of the Lord Jesus Christ that he possibly could have gone to is the Feast of Purim. In the Gospel of John, the fifth chapter, it is that particular chapter that we read about the man who had been in a state where he had a palsy for 38 years. He was weak, he was shaken, and nothing was happening in his life. A lot of things happened in the fifth chapter. But down, further down in that fifth chapter is the celebration of this feast called Purim. What feast is this? In a sense, when Mama was reading us from the passage from Psalm 17, we're talking about the true essence of what Purim is. Purim tells the story in the book of Esther, because the word Purim or Pur is the word for lots. Purim. God was doing something that man did not know he was doing for them. I am convinced this morning that there's something God is doing on your behalf that you know nothing about. Hallelujah. You have no clue. But God who knows you, God who knows you and what steps you're going to take, has already started the work ahead of you. Because whatever the plans of the enemy are, they shall not prosper. Somebody shout hallelujah. The story of Purim started well before the people of Israel knew what God was doing. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 9 about how God had assigned for a particular people to be wiped out. The Amalekites, they had gone against Israel, and God had assigned a man called Saul. There's a king called Saul, who was the son of Kish, to go and wipe out these Amalekites. Well, he went, and he did not complete the assignment, because his eyes were more on the staff rather than obeying the instruction of the Lord. The prophet Samuel comes to him, the son of Kish, and say, what did you do? Did you do what you were supposed to do? He said, yeah, I did it. And the prophet Samuel says, what's this bleating of sheep that I see and I hear? Oh, the people. The people wanted us to get some of the sheep so that we can have it for sacrifice unto the Lord. And the man of God says, you were instructed to destroy all of it. And you bring this here? Now, obedience is better than sacrifice. And the Bible tells us that Samuel proceeded to kill the king that Saul had brought back. He was instructed, kill everything. But he brought the king called Agag. First Samuel 15, then said Samuel, bring ye hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him delicately. And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past. You know, sometimes you can confess all you want, but the will of the Lord shall be made known. Hallelujah. I say whatever words that the enemy of your soul is speaking to try to vindicate itself, his words shall fail. Hallelujah. And Samuel said, as thy sword had made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. Well, that's something. Just hack the guy to pieces. Wow. So, Pastor, that's not what we should be hearing in church. But this is real life in the realm of the spirit. This happened. But in the midst of all of this, somehow, some way, there was a remnant And the Bible tells us that the children of Israel were taken into captivity. They were in Babylon. They were in Persia. And they were under the rulership of a king called Ahasuerus. Now, God knew a man called Mordecai. I know I'm jumping all over the place. And I will encourage you, the book of Esther is not a long book to read. You should read it. It's just 10 chapters. Go and read it. Read all of it. Amen? It won't take you long. Just read the story. Now, God knows every one of us. And among the people that were taken into exile was a man called Mordecai. Mordecai. Mordecai is there in Shushan, which is a city where the palace of the king Ahasuerus, or also known as Xerxes in history, was ruling. And God knows Mordecai. He knows that Mordecai is a man who was not going to bow himself to foolishness. He knows him. And this Mordecai comes with a niece called Hadassah, whose name is changed to Esther. And while they are there, Ahasuerus has this great feast. For 6 months, every day, they were celebrating. 6 months. You can drink all you want. Nobody's going to tell you what to drink or not to drink. And so here they were, just celebrating. And after 6 months, 180 days, he now does with all of his key leaders celebrating. The whole place is fully decorated. An amazing experience. He throws another 7 days. 6 months was not enough. Let's do 7 days for everybody else. So during these 7 days, he decides he's going to showcase his wife called Vashti. And he sends seven of his chamberlains, top-notch leaders, to go get Vashti, or some people may call her Vashti, to come. And Vashti says, "Not on your life, man. I'm not coming. The first feminist. I'm not coming there." And so Xerxes, or Ahasuerus, is humiliated. The guys around him says, "This cannot happen. This is not just about you now. This woman publicly disgraced you. Now, if we go home and you don't deal with this issue, our wives are going to cause us problems. So we've got to get rid of this woman. You got to get rid of this woman right now." Ahasuerus is so upset. He is incensed with great deep anger. Doesn't know what to do with himself. Now, the Bible starts out in chapter 2 and verse 1. It says, "After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased," when he calmed down, "he remembered Vashti." He remembered Vashti and what she had done and what was decreed against her, that she be stripped from her position of authority. You see, I like that verse so much. He says, after these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, when he calmed down, he remembered Vashti. You see, sometimes you can be so angry that you don't remember why you were angry. You just blowing up everywhere and destroying everything and everybody. But the Bible says when he calmed down, he remembered the reason why he has been so upset. My prayer today is that God will help you remember what the real problem is so that you don't hurt people unnecessarily. You don't start going after everybody. I've not forgotten about Agag. I'm coming. So here he is. He's upset. He remembers. And now they decide they're going to replace this woman, Vashti. So from 127 provinces, which will cover the area today called Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, all the way to India, into Africa. This was a big, huge empire. They got somebody from every one of those provinces to come through a pageantry so that the king could pick a new queen. Are you with me so far? Now, Mordecai sees that this is happening and decides to enlist the niece, which is an orphan, and brought her to be part of this pageantry. And so they brought her, and she's part of it. And the Bible tells us that as she was brought before the king's house, let's look at verse 5. Let's start out from verse 5. It says, now in Shushan the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jer, the son of Shimer, the son of Kish. Remember Kish? That is from the family of Saul, the king. A Benjamite. So we know for sure that this guy is related to King Saul. Are you with me? All right. Verse 6. He says, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So he adopted this young lady. And it came to pass, when the king's commandments and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace to the custody of Hegai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. And this was because of Mordecai. My prayer today is this, that somebody will be working on your behalf to position you as a destiny helper in the right place at the right time to the glory of God. You receive it? So she's brought. Now remember, there's 127 other women. But the Bible says, and the maiden pleased him, that's Hegai, and she obtained kindness of him. My prayer today is that God will position you and that people will be pleased with you. Praise the Lord. He says she obtained kindness of him, that people will be kind to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And he speedily, somebody say speedily. Say it again, speedily. One more time, speedily. Speedily. Yeah, speedify. He speedily gave her her things for purification with such things as belonged to her and seven maidens. Watch these words. Watch. She gave her her things for purification with such things as belonged to her. Such things as belonged to her. Now, these things that belonged to her were not her personal property that she came to Shushan with. These are things that were meant to be assigned to her. I say today in the name of Jesus Christ that nothing that belongs to you, nothing that's meant to help you, nothing that's meant to assist you to accomplish purpose in life be denied you at any time, in any situation, in Jesus' mighty name. That people will go out of their way to dig out things that are to help you and introduce it to you. Things that you have no awareness of. I remember many years ago, Mama and I, we traveled a lot. And because of our many travels and because we didn't want to spend our resources buying business class tickets, the plane is going to land at the same time. But when you travel in March, you need to have a relaxed setting. So what we did is we bought passes that allowed us to use a lounge when we get to the airport. And one day, somebody working behind the counters in the lounge said, "Why do you keep on bringing these passes? I see you here so often." I said, "Yeah, is there something wrong?" He says, "Let me see your ticket." And looked at the ticket. He says, "I see why. You're buying the wrong kind of ticket." I said, "What do you mean the wrong kind of ticket?" He said, "Just for a few more dollars, you could have bought a ticket that is at a flex level. And instead of getting 1/3 of the points, you would have gotten full points. Mile for mile. Now you're getting 1/3 of a mile. Just a few more dollars and you get a full ticket. You get mile for mile and you'll be able to have access to this lounge in a short time." I said, "Huh?" So I changed the ticket. Ones that I was buying. And in just 2 months or so, I was at the level where I had access to the lounge. Somebody told me the secret. Hello? Somebody listening? I would have spent another 3 times more to get to where I got to in short order. Are you with me? Now, that's what happened to this woman. What other people were not getting, she got everything that she needed. Hallelujah. Because favor was speaking for her. Kindness was speaking for her. I say in the name of Jesus Christ that you will have people who will point you in the right direction so that you do not waste time spinning your wheel like a hamster in a cage. Hallelujah. Everybody needs somebody to speak for them. And so it was with Hagar. The Bible tells us again, give me the scripture. It says, that which belonged to her. And then she had 7 maidens, which were meat to be given her. which meant that the other 126 did not get that privilege. She got that privilege. She was getting extras because of the favor that was bestowed upon her. Put your hand upon your head right now and say, I declare by the word of the Lord that favor is upon my life. Wherever I go, favor is upon me. Every step I take is a step into deeper levels of favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It says it was given her out of the king's house. So she had maidens out of the king's house. That the kind of maidens that dealt with the king. Praise the Lord. The best of the best is assigned to me. It was the maidens of the king, from the king's house, that were assigned to her. Everybody else got whatever. But here comes the person, Hadassah, came from a background that did not qualify her. She'd lost father, she's lost mother, and now she is in exile in Babylon. But God was doing a work. I'll explain it in a moment. God was doing a work. God was busy moving her, moving her, moving her, moving her, moving her. She didn't know why the favor was upon her, but God, when God favors you, it's not just about you, it's about everybody around you that He wants to deliver. I said, the blessing of God be upon me, not only because of me, but because of everybody else that God has assigned me to be a blessing to. Somebody shout hallelujah. Too many people think the blessing that's happening in their lives is about them. No, it's not just about you. God has a bigger agenda on His mind. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, and He preferred her and her maids. So now because of her, her maids were also highly favored onto the best place of the house of the women. So now there is this house, and they take them past the house that everybody else is congregating in, and they took them to the first class. Yeah, the plane lands, people in the caboose of the plane by the toilet. And the people right at the front in business class or first class, they will all land at the same time. But let me tell you something. It is not the same plane. It is not the same plane. That's why when you are in first class, they close the curtain. you are not allowed to even see over here. Stay over there. When you are over there, they give you aluminum foil. Over here, and plastic forks over there, and plastic cups. Over here, before you even sit down, there are things already put in place. You got your water over there, they want to sell you water. Over here, everything is set. You have your headset. You have everything. Your screen is way bigger than those people over there. You're not in the same. It's the same plane, but it's not. Don't fool yourself.
It is not the same plane. Hallelujah. Over here you have, you know, oh, those people in business class, they can be annoying because they start knocking on their place. Clink, 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 clink. And over here, you're trying to hit and it won't make any noise over where you are. These people are enjoying. Filet mignon over here, they give you Salisbury steak. mashed up hamburger. Wow. It's a world of difference. You go to a hotel and you think you're in the same hotel until you get into some people's rooms and say, huh? This is inside this building? Oh, they gave you one little small corner somewhere here and you come into somebody's room and the room is as big as this place. One section over here, one section over there, and there's a boardroom over here and all kinds of stuff. Are you wondering? Are we in the same hotel? Yeah, same hotel, but not same room. This Esther and her maidens walked past everybody's room and they came to theirs and said, this is serious. Are we supposed to be here? Yeah, this is where you belong. Why? Favor. What did I say? Favor. I remember one time, Mama and I were going on a long distance flight. I think we were going to Africa somewhere or Europe somewhere. And we're just out there in the open area with everybody else. And here comes this lady from behind the counter, walks straight to us and says, show me your ticket. We give her a ticket and she tears it. Follow me. Gives us a ticket. Look at it. We're in business class. They could have gone to anybody. She walked past a whole lot of people to get to us. But the Lord was saying, you don't belong here. I've got a special place for you. I say today in the name of Jesus Christ that God will mobilize people to come to you and take you to where you really belong. First class, Jesus class. Someone say, Jesus class. I'm not talking to you about something that we've not experienced. Favor is not fair. Favor is God's expression of his loving kindness towards you. Favor is God saying, just a nod in your direction. Hallelujah. And nobody, I say nobody, can stop it. So here she is. Cut a long story short, everybody was to present themselves before the king, and they will come to the king, and if the king really wants you and appreciates you, you get to stay. But everybody came and were sent off. Now it was the time for Esther to be called. The others, when they presented themselves, were given garments and you chose whatever it is you wanted and you dressed yourself up and you dressed yourself up, put all the mascara and lipstick and, you know, Nigeria call it pancake. When I first said pancake, you know, when I got here, I said, huh? People eat pancake? Hallelujah. There's a powder that you put on your face. They had all kinds of stuff, and they had all kinds of anything you want. Just choose. And everybody went there and they dressed up with whatever it is they wanted to dress up with. And they came to the king and the king rejected them. And it came to the time of Hadassah Esther. And Hadassah says to Hege, I'm not choosing anything. What do you mean you don't choose anything? He said, I want you to choose for me. I want you to choose for me. Hadassah, you trust me to choose for you? She says, yes. Wow. The news that Hadassah did not want to do things her way, but to do it the way of the one who knew the king better than she did, spread. And she not only now found favor in the sight of Hege, but everybody else. The Bible says, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them. All, not just one person now, all them that looked upon her. Esther 2:15. So she goes in and the king is wowed. The king is just mesmerized by the beauty of this woman. You see, what a wise thing to do. First of all, she allowed Hege to choose for her. When you've not been somewhere and you don't know what's happening in that room, trust the person who you found favor in to do and direct you properly. Sometimes, all kinds of, you can have all this spread, but that spread that you have could be what hangs you. Be simple. Humble. She trusted. Just like we must trust the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you know about the Father more than I do. Holy Spirit, you know Jesus more than I do. So choose for me. When you are placed with options, listen, are you with me? When you are presented with so many options, ask God to choose for you. Ask God. I have so many suitors. I don't know which one. Should I take this handsome one? Should I take this ugly one? No. Ask God to choose for you. Because what you see may not be the whole truth. Somebody listening? Will you say with me, Father, choose for me every day of my life. Choose from me. Not my will, but your will be done. Amen. So, I've not forgotten about Agag. I'm coming. She comes to the king, and the king is mesmerized by her beauty, and she's crowned queen. Queen Esther. Now, while she was in this scenario, Mordecai told her very strictly, don't let anybody know that you are a Jew. Don't let anybody know that you're a Jew. Sometimes you need to fly beneath the radar. Why? Well, because the Jews were not very liked. And God was simply, or Mordecai was simply saying to her, don't do anything that will cause you to shoot yourself in the foot. Don't. understand your environment and what you can do and not do. Is somebody listening? These are principles of life. There's some things that you just need to shut your mouth about. Because if you don't, you put obstacles in your path. Do you understand? You get the point? So be careful. Be a person of few words. So here she is. And while she is queen, there was something that happened. The Bible says, in those days, verse 21, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigtan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. Now, I don't know what they knew other than this. Tradition tells us that Bigtan and Teresh, Vashti was related to them. So Vashti, the dethroned queen, is related to them, and they want to assassinate Ahasuerus the king. And Mordecai happened to be there and overhears this stuff that is going on, tells Queen Esther. They investigate, they find out that it's true that these guys were planning on harming the king, and they were both hung. Are you with me? They were hung. And the information was chronicled, written down in a book. And Esther did not sign her name to it, but assigned credit to Mordecai. You get the point? Now, you will think that right away, Mordecai is going to be celebrated. Please listen to this point. This is extremely important. Don't miss this. Because if you miss this, you've missed too much. Mordecai should be blessed for the great work that he had done by exposing the enemy. But what do we see in chapter 3 and verse 1? Mordecai is not promoted. Haman. Are you with me? Haman. Somebody say Haman. Haman is promoted. Haman, the son of Hammedata, the what? Agagite. Now, do you see the word Agag there? Agag? Okay. Because he's part of that family. Well, he's promoted. But the promotion, this opening was not about him. It is still for Mordecai. But he's promoted. Now, this is a place where you become bitter. And to some extent, Mordecai was not very happy about this. Because Haman's name is not in the document. Haman did not do anything, but he's getting a promotion when I should be the one promoted. You know, he's looking at the fact that his name has been put down, and something good is about to happen to me today. And I'm sure he's dressed up with a three-piece suit and gone down to the gate and expecting the king to call him in. But what does he hear? Haman is promoted. You did all the work and the manager gets the credit. I know more stuff than this manager. What does he gets the credit? Okay. He's advanced and he's brought and sat above all the princes that were with him. Different class. But this man is a mean, wicked guy. The root of the wickedness in his heart is not yet manifest. So this Amalekite, connected to King Agag's family from hundreds of years before, who is hating on the Jews because the Jews are the ones who messed up his family. They are the ones who wiped out everybody. He hates them. He wants them destroyed and all of that. That news is spreading all over Persia. And so he's living his life and he's promoted Mordecai. And everybody else was supposed to bow to him when he comes walking. Mordecai won't bow. His fellow guys said to him, Mordecai, you should bow down, you know, and respect. The king said, this guy is a person of honor. Everybody should bow down and reverence him. And Mordecai says, I'm not doing it. And why are you not going to do it? Because I'm a Jew. The guy who told Esther, don't ever tell anybody, says, I'm a what? A Jew. Because he's upset. But God knew Mordecai. Say it again. God knew Mordecai. One more time. God knew Mordecai. God knew that Mordecai was going to blow it. And he's going to blow it before a guy called Haman. And when Haman found out that Mordecai is a Jew, I'm not only going to get rid of Mordecai, I'm going to get rid of all of his people. The Bible says, and he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone. You know, when he found out Mordecai was a Jew, he says, no, I'm not just going to deal with Mordecai. He says, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai, wherefore him and sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, not just in Shushan, but all over, all 127 provinces. Wherever there was a Jew, they were going to be destroyed. All the people of Mordecai to be destroyed. So he goes and he says, King, I'm going to pay. There's a group of people that are not respecting your authority. They don't care about what you care about. They don't understand. They just want to do their own thing. These people are not worthy of living. We've got to destroy all of them, and I'm going to pay for it. The king says, thank you, but no thanks. I'll pay for it. Tells him and write out a document about exactly what you want to do to your enemy. And I'll put a seal on it. And the thing about the seal is that seal, that signature, cannot be reversed. Not even the king can reverse it. If he said it, that's exactly what's going to happen. Wow. So he's all excited. Judgment was coming on these people. Mordecai is upset, rips his clothes off, puts ashes on himself, goes to the king's gate, does something that he's not meant to do. Nobody comes to the king's gate in sackcloth or ashes. You don't come with a mournful face to the gates of the king. And came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. But he does. And news came to Esther, your uncle is down at the gate. And Esther sends word and says, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's going on? Mordecai hands the documents and says, show this to the queen. The queen needs to go to the king, Ahasuerus, and fight for us. Word comes to the Queen Esther, and she says, I've not been in the presence of the king for a whole month. A whole month I've not been. I can't go. And the Bible says, starting from verse 5, said, and they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. Verse 14. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. This is an important message to grasp. When God gives you an opportunity to do something, do it. Because if you don't, God can always find somebody else. I know this. I remember many years ago, God speaking to me to get on television. And I found every reason why I couldn't get onto television. Started a broadcast on television. And I remember the word of the Lord to me. It was in August. He said, if you don't get on television by this September, I'm going to have to find somebody else. You know, that got me moving real quick. By that September, I was on television. It didn't matter how bad the first program was. Visually, we were on television. And we've not ceased from being on television till this day. This is some 20-something years now. Somebody shout hallelujah. When we first got on television, I believe it was in 1982. Yeah, 82, 83. That's a long time ago. How God opens doors. But now God wanted me to go national, not just in a closed circuit system, just in some few televisions in Winnipeg, but across the nation. If you don't, God is going to bring enlargement. That means God is going to enlarge somebody else. Do you understand? Don't let somebody else take your place. If you decide that you're not going to give, God will find somebody else. And you will become a broke person. You start struggling. Once upon a time, you had so much. You had liquid. You had liquidity. But you decided not to follow the way God is asking you to, you'd be broke, guaranteed. Somebody listening? He said, there'll be enlargement somewhere else. And deliverance will come from somewhere else. So stop complaining. What did I say? Stop complaining. Especially those of us who are from Africa or from some other nation, and you have family members always stretching their hands, asking for something. The worst thing you can do is complain. Did you hear what I said? The worst thing you can do is complain. Because if you complain, you discount yourself from being a vehicle that God can use to bring about the necessary result. You don't have it? Thank God for grace and for mercy. Lord, multiply the little that I have. But I am not going to complain. Do whatever it is you can. And God will enlarge you to be able to come to a place of ease. Okay, not yet. I was going to share a secret with you, but the Lord says not yet. But listen to this. We cannot stay in the place of just enough. Somehow, God has to move me to the place of ease so that it doesn't matter what the need is. There is enough in God to flow through me to meet every need. Did you hear that? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me. I need you to pray for me. I neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. I'm going to go against the law. And if I die, I die. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Now, Haman, remember him? Oh, my Lord, my time is gone. Where did the time go? Haman, for 1 year, somebody say 1 year, was casting lot for the right opportunity. That's where the word Purim comes from. It's casting lots for a whole year, one full year. He plans to destroy the Jews. And for one full year, he is strategizing. He's checking. He's checking. And when the right time came, he presents the case. And they decide on what day they're going to destroy Mordecai and the rest of them. And this is what happens. Haman is being honored. Mordecai does not bow. He comes to the king and he wants to ask for the head of Mordecai and everybody to be destroyed in some gallows that he set in place. And as he's coming, getting ready to come, the night before he comes, the Bible tells us that Ahasuerus cannot sleep. Couldn't sleep. So he says, I want some of those books, those chronicles. Read them to me. And they started reading. And they read and they found out that Mordecai had saved him from an assassination plot. He says, has anything been done for this guy, Mordecai? And they said, no. And he says, tell me which of the chamberlains or key rulers or leaders is out in the courtyard. And Haman just showed up. And before he could pronounce destruction, the death of Mordecai and his family, the king says, Haman, if I want to do something really great for somebody, really bless somebody, what do you think I should do? Huh? Him and thinks, who else but me? And so he says, you should put your robe, the king's attire, put it on him. Get the guy to be in your limo. Get the crown and put it on him. And let a very high class position person in your kingdom, in your empire, declare ahead of the man's limo, his horse, this is what happens to whom the king delights in and wants to honor. And he thought it was all for him. Because what did he want? He wanted the king's throne. So let everything that the king has come upon me, on that person, because it's going to be me. And the king says, good, I like this plan. I like this plan. Now, Haman, do it for Mordecai. Huh? The Mordecai that I came here to try to see that he die. Oh. And don't fail to do exactly what you just said. So Mordecai's enemy said, pronouncing the declaration and proclaiming the blessing. So shall your enemies do. In Jesus' mighty name, your enemies will announce your greatness. Those are not just words. Receive it. So this was a pronouncement. Haman does it, goes home, tells his wife, and his wife prophesies over him and tells him, Zeresh, his wife, says, well, if you have started falling before Mordecai, your goose is cooked. You're done. Let their wives and the closest people to them prophesy their own damnation in Jesus' name. Your enemies will prophesy their own doom. The Bible says, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, let every enemy begin to fall now. It says, thou shalt not prevail against him, but thou shalt surely fall before him. Cut a long story short. Haman is mesmerized about all of this. Bible says the king is also greatly pleased. Esther comes before the king and the king stretches forth his scepter and allows her in and says to her, he says, I'll give you anything, even up to half of my kingdom, I'll give to you. Okay? What do you want? I just want to have a nice special dinner for you and Haman. So first day, they come together. They have this wonderful dinner. Haman is happy and he's heading home and he sees Mordecai and he is angry. He goes home. King says, what do you want? To Esther. She says, I want you and Haman to come again tomorrow night.
So the next night, while he's upset and the gallows are in place and everything, here comes servants of the king. They invite him, and again they usher him to the palace, and he's having dinner with the king and at this great banquet. And the Bible says, king again says, "What do you want, Esther? Stop keeping me in suspense. What do you want?" Esther says, "Tell you what, there's somebody that wants me dead and all of my family members and my race." Who wants to do such a thing? Who? My queen? Says, it's this guy. Which guy? Haman. The king is upset, walks out, goes into his garden. Haman knows the king is plotting on finding a way to wipe him out. So he goes to the bed where Esther is. Oh, what is set up? And he's at the bed begging. And the king comes in, sees Haman by the wife, and says, you want to rape my wife in my own palace? Hey! And all of a sudden, there are people there right away, and they cover the head of Haman. They just cover his head, drag him out, and said, what should we do? He says, the guy says, Haman has a 50-foot post gallows over by his house in his backyard that he wants to kill and hang all these Jews. King says, that same post, those same gallows that are 50 cubits, that's got to be about 70 feet at least. 75? Okay. Can you imagine 75 feet up? You want to hang somebody. 10 feet is not enough? No. He wants everybody to see. So they hang Haman up there at the highest level for what he planned. So shall it be to everything that is against you. It will fail in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Now, but the decree has been gone, set out. Now the king has to set up another decree. And this decree was this, that the Jews should fight for themselves, and whoever tries to destroy the Jews should be destroyed. The Bible says that when people found out that Mordecai was a Jew and all the changes that were happening, many of them decided to become Jews. Hallelujah. They decided to become Jews. We're not going to fight again. I'm a Jew. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. May the fear of God's greatness on your life cause many to come to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And the Bible tells us that on the set day that the enemy was planning to destroy the Jews, that those that were against the Jews in all of the realm were all decimated, slain. What happens to Mordecai? All that stuff that Haman had ordered for himself, all the promotion, all the benefits, everything came upon Mordecai at the fullness of time. May this be the fullness of time for you. May this
time and season of your life bring you to that place where God strips that person and those persons or those things, those forces that want to strip you of the goodness of God on your life. May they be stripped and may the goodness of God be bestowed upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wax greater and greater in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, for Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces. For this man, Mordecai, waxed greater and what? Greater. Put your name there. For this man, Michael Efezino, waxed greater and greater. Did you put your name there? So let it be unto you according to your declaration this day. In Jesus' mighty name, the tables are turned over for your good. Praise the Lord. It is your shout of victory. I say it's 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 your shout of victory. Hallelujah! Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for every one of you, and once again for the privilege to share the word of God with you. May the testimony of the Lord be manifested in your life. Remember, whatever agenda the enemy has, it will collapse and fail. But the blessing of the Lord shall be manifest in your life, in my life, in our lives. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our expressions of thanksgiving. Honor God with your tithe. Honor God with your offerings. And while you're doing that, I want to mention something to you. I pray that you can do this as soon as possible. As you very well know, we have an opportunity to take the gospel to a nation this week. We embark not just as individuals, but as a corporate body. For the winning of souls is a corporate act. And one of the things that we want to do, other than making Bibles and whatever else available for converts, one of the things we've been asked to assist with is the mobilization of people to the grounds where this New Life Festival is going to be taking place. We're expecting no less than 200,000 people. And to assist some of that, we want to rent about 200 buses, and each bus costs $100. And today I want to encourage you, anyone who wants to make it possible to rent a bus, 1, 5, 10, 20, whatever amount. Each bus is $100. I encourage you to sow towards that. We will see a great harvest of souls. And I want to encourage you to participate in this great enterprise. See men and women transformed, lives transformed, whole families transformed. Let us give for missions. Amen? To make the gospel of Jesus Christ known. Thank God for those that have given already towards this end.
let's all do our part. And if you give in towards it, just put bus and the amount. And we'll utilize those resources accordingly. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Well, at this time, let us share in communion together. Did we all give already? You honor God with your giving already? Okay. So, who is here for the first time? Anybody here for the first time? Welcome here. I'll get to say hello to you personally in just a moment. We celebrate the goodness of God in your life. Is there anyone here today who's not giving their lives to the Lord? You've not given your life and said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. But this morning, you know you need to turn your life over to the Lord. Just raise your right hand, or you might have been backsliding in your walk. You've not been walking with God. But today you say, you know, I want to have my relationship with God reestablished. Raise your hand and I'll pray with you. Anybody like that? Okay. Then I trust that everybody has done the wisest thing that they can do. Give their lives to the Lord. Praise God. Okay. Let's rise together as we share in communion. This is the body of the Lord. The body that was broken for our healing, our deliverance, our peace, our redemption. May we experience the best of God, the favor of God, that causes us to experience favor in every realm as we take of this body and eat. In Jesus' name, take and eat. Did everybody get the communion that needed one? Okay, there's some people that did not get one. Please. We'll wait for you to have your bread before we drink the cup. If you didn't get the communion and you need one, just raise your hand so that you're served. Okay, those two there. You can eat your bread first, and when you do that, we'll be ready for the cup.
When we take communion, it's always good to wait for everyone, so let's be a little bit patient, and we're just waiting for them to open and eat. And then we'll be done. Praise the Lord. In the meantime, you can do a reflection on yourself. And just, this is communion. You shouldn't be taking it anyhow. Always repent and then take. So you are taking unclean, clean heart. Amen? Say amen.
Amen.
Yes. Say those who took it and just abused it, they slept early. May you not have an early death, but may you live the fullness of your days.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's called the body of Christ. All right, I think that everybody is done eating their bread. There's a cup of blessing. There's a cup of wine. It's just juice. And representing the blood of Jesus. Jesus called it his blood. He took a cup of wine, he blessed it, and said, this is my blood. So this cup is also blessed. So we say it's the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
This blood will speak better and greater things for you. All the message you heard today, may it be made manifest in your life.
Amen.
The good things that God has spoken to us, may they be real in our lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
May you cup of favor. So as you take this today, may you have divine favor.
Amen.
Favor with God and favor with man.
Amen.
Even your enemies will favor you.
In Jesus' name,
take and drink.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for every one of you. Thank God for those that are online on Zoom. Give us just a few more minutes to say a quick hello to those on Zoom and to those that are here. Just be seated for a moment. While you're sitting, mark the days April 7th to the 9th. Those are days that we are going to be having special meetings. And I believe on the 5th, is it the 5th that I said was the fundraiser?
5th.
Yeah, the 5th. Okay, the 5th. The 5th, we are going to have a special gathering here where we are going to pull our resources together to support our worship team so that they can go into the recording studio and produce some CDs or whatever, that will be a blessing to the world. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. There's been so many great worship songs that have been written from this household of faith that needs to go to the rest of the world. Praise God. So that's on the 5th. But on the 7th to the 9th, which is Good Friday to Easter, we're going to have a service that God has captioned Breakthrough. 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 That's all I'm going to say for now. I have another opportunity to share some more about that. But Sister Angie Sheik, we celebrate you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Brother Byron,
Sister Byron, and Sister Sherry.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.